To order. Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? The clerk tally the board.
26 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
I'm not going to read the long list of those that are excused. It's reflected in the journal.
Our chaplain today is Rebecca McKinnett of the Baha'i Faith. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
O Lord, unto thee I repair for refuge, and toward all thy signs I set my heart. O Lord, whether traveling or at home, in my occupation or in my work, I place my whole trust in thee. Grant me then thy sufficing help, so as to make me independent of all things. O thou who art unsurpassed, in thy mercy, bestow upon me thy portion. O Lord, as thou pleasest, and cause me to be satisfied with whatsoever thou hast ordained for me. Thine is the absolute authority to command.
Representative Porchot, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent the prayer be spread on the journal.
Are there any objection as to having the prayer spread upon the journal? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Would the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the 61st, 62nd, and the 63rd legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 61st, 62nd, and 63rd days in House Supplement Number 97.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal for the 61st, 62nd, 63rd days in House Supplement 97 be approved as certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of the journal or the supplement? Hearing no objections, the journals and the supplement stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction at this time? Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There are several people here today from the Chugiak Eagle River area, and I'm afraid I may have gotten into a little late to get a seat in the packed galleries today. But with the Atlantic Richfield Civic Action Program today from Eagle River and Chugiak, we have Cheryl Massey, Richard Ogar, Carl Schaefer, and Nancy and Tom Schmidt.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery today, I have a teacher from Chivac, John Lake, and Deborah Friday, student close-ups. I'd like you to all wish them and all close-up people a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, a good friend of mine from Homer, Gary Thomas with KBBI Public Radio.
Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to welcome a group of students that are visiting Juneau today from Anchorage. They're from the Clark Junior High School. I make note, Mr. Speaker, that these students are here on their own dime. They did not use close-up funds or any state dollars or school district funds to do so. They're here as part of a social studies enrichment program. We have about four separate groups, and there are several other members on the floor that will introduce the students from their district. Let me introduce the teacher first and the chaperone, then I'll introduce my share of the students. The teacher is Mrs. Jackie Brunner. Jackie. The chaperones are Mr. Alexander, Mr. Martin, and Mrs. I should have asked about this. Pinos?
Panino.
The students, Mr. Speaker, I'll ask the students to stand and then we'll applaud them at the end. Sarah Buckby, Henry Servetine, Lynn Eldrum, Hope Irwin, and Dan Oh, it's Damon Johnson.
Representative Szymanski.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's with great pleasure that I introduce a constituent of mine, also a good friend. I want to mention Lloyd's not able to get into the gallery, but his daughter Colleen is. Colleen Morris is in Gallery B.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, on behalf of Representative Porcello and myself, we take pride in introducing you some other Falcons from Clark Junior High. And most of these students live in beautiful Mountain View, Alaska, and also known as Russian Jack Spring. They are Jessica Commander, Tilik Eric, Laurel Johnson, Chelsea Lowers, Scott Ostrom, Anthony Pinillo, Carl Schweitzer, and Tweaver Two. Would you please welcome them?
Representative Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have the pleasure of having some close-up students and a teacher here from the Yukon-Kuskokwim area, and I'd like to introduce them. The teacher, Doug Birch, is from Tuksuk Bay. Also from Tuksuk Bay, Alan Alakar and Mary Carl. From Atmautluk, Carl Pavla and Elena Pavla. From Tuntutuliak, Deanna White and Abraham Andrew. And from Napaskiak, Edna Maxey and Jimmy Larson. Please help me welcome them.
Representative Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of Representative Clarkson and myself for downtown Anchorage, I believe we have two constituents, and make sure, I hope I get these names correct. One is Carol Beckett and Emily Lott, and they're going to stand up in Gallery A, I believe. Thank you for coming.
Representative Penny Albury.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've never had so many constituents from beautiful East Anchorage in the gallery as I have today. And I'm pleased to have them all here to help me represent the district. From beautiful East Anchorage with the Clark Junior High program, we have Carrie Knight, Peter Martin, Brian O'Mara, Deborah Shrum, and Teddy Voss. Mr. Speaker, if I may continue also with the ARCO Civic Action Program today, I have three constituents, Ms. Chris Garlasco, and Bob Cram, and Anita File.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B today are some young people from Haines, not my district, Representative Gall's district, but I understand he's not here today, and it was formerly my district, so I'd like to introduce them if I could. Carl Cruz from Haines, Steve Price from Haines, and with him is Hal Spackman.
Any further guests for introduction? Representative Furness.
Speaker, we do have several of the students from District 15. That would be the Eagle River districts. And since their Representative Phillips is not here enough, we forgot to pass this information on to Representative Cotton. Let me introduce those two students. I just noticed here. In Gallery A again, Mr. Speaker, representing the students from Clark Junior High in Anchorage, Anna Brenner and Julie McNabb.
Any further guests for introduction? In Gallery B, I have several students with the close-up program, Ariel Estrada and Robert Paulson with their instructor John Bissom. Would you help me welcome them here to Juneau? There was one other individual back there, Rich McClear from Raven Radio. Is he back there? Evidently not. This brings us down to messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved and transmitted for consideration the following citation. In memoriam Bertha Porter by Senators Paul Fisher, DeVries, Curtula, and Halford. And the Senate also approved and transmitted to enrolling the citations in memoriam Dorothy D. Tyner, honoring Susan Butcher, winner of the 1986 Iditarod Sled Dog Race, and honoring members of the Pribilof School District for 10 years of service. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Those citations that were sent to this body for our consideration will be referred to the Rules Committee for calendaring. Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
We received the 1985 report of the Commission on Judicial Conduct, and it is on file in the Speaker's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to reports of standing committees.
The Hess Committee has considered Senate Bill 263 relating to disqualification for certain state loan programs for failure to pay child support and recommends it be replaced with House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 263, Hess, with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attach. The report was signed by the co-chairs, Grunberg and Kopanen. Signing do pass, Grunberg, Taylor, Pettijohn, and Thompson signed do pass, wonderful. And signing just do pass, Hanley, Kopanen, and Hurley. Senate Bill 263 has a further referral to the Special Committee on State Loans. The Committee on Finances had House Bill 321 relating to the title to property abutting certain highways in the state under consideration and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 321, Finance, with a new title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Ringstad, Vice Chairman, signing do pass, Zemanski, Ringstad, Duncan, Cotton, Frank, Larson, and Rieger. Having no recommendation, Porchot. House Bill 321 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 330, establishing a special unit for the investigation of criminally exploited and missing children under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 330, Judiciary, with a new title. Reports it back as follows with six fiscal notes. Report was signed by M.M. Miller, Chairman, signing do pass, Taylor, Phillips, and Pettijohn. Having no recommendation, Sun, Clarkson, Grunberg, and M.M. Miller. House Bill 330 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 510 relating to game farming, recommends it do pass, and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by Adams, Chairman. Signing do pass, Adams, Ringstad, Zemanski, Duncan, Larson, Euling, Frank, Binkley, Rieger, and Cotton. Having no recommendation, Porchot. House Bill 510 appears on today's calendar. The Hess Committee has considered House Bill 543, creating a Special Education Service Agency, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 543, Hess, with the same title. Recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. Report was signed by the co-chairs, Kopanen and Grunberg. Signing do pass, Grunberg, Kopanen, Hurley, Taylor, Thompson, and Hanley. Having no recommendation, Pettijohn. House Bill 543 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions. Would the clerk hold there, Representative Navarre?
Mr. Speaker, could we return to introduction of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, proceed, Representative.
Mr. Speaker, I failed to introduce the wife of Gary Thomas, Gail Thomas, in Gallery B.
Would the clerk start with the citations and any resolutions?
Citation honoring William Bill Mendenhall by Representative Kopanen. I have no further citations for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
That citation will be referred to rules for calendaring.
I have no resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reference, and reading of House bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 608 by Davis, Hurley, Clarkson, Kopanen, Euling, M.M. Miller, and Gall. An act relating to spraying and application of pesticides and broadcast chemicals.
Two standing committees, Resources, and the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 510 by Larson and Jenkins, an act relating to game farming. The Resources Committee has considered the bill and recommends it do pass and submits a zero fiscal note with analysis. The report was signed by Schultz, Chairman, co-chairmen, signing do pass, Schultz, Herman, Cato, Pierce, Sund, and Jenkins. Thompson signed do not pass. The Finance Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 510 and recommends it do pass and attaches a new zero fiscal note with analysis. The report was signed by Adams, Chairman, signing do pass, Adams, Ringstad, Zemanski, Duncan, Larson, Euling, Frank, Binkley, Rieger, and Cotton. Porchot has no recommendation. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Having no committee substitute or no amendments before us, Representative Miller?
Could lead to an amendment. I see we're introducing game reptile farming. Am I correct that that still does not endanger the Alaska statute that prohibits importation or raising of snakes in Alaska?
Representative Larson?
Sure. That is correct. It does not affect that at all.
Then I have no objection.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the sponsor substitute for House Bill 510 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Are there any objections to the advancement motion from second to third reading? Hearing no objection, would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 510 by Larson and Jenkins, an act relating to game farming.
Is there any debate? Representative Clarkson?
We have a brief at ease.
Would the House please stand at ease? Would the House come back to order? Before the at-ease, we have the bill before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've had a chance to look at this legislation, Mr. Speaker, and it seems fairly innocent. However, before we vote, I think it would be appropriate for the sponsor to give us a little background as to why we would want to pass this legislation today.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I realize there are some that think this piece of legislation is for the birds, but really there are there are several things I think that might show that it does have positive merit. And every once in a while, it's kind of nice to be able to vote on a piece of legislation for its merit. Basically, the reason for this bill is to treat game bird farming on an individual basis. In other words, what this bill does in statute is to separate the term game bird from the term game so that they may be treated individually. And then by treating them individually, we can direct attention to the game bird farming. Now, in Alaska, it's true there are probably less than 50 people that are engaged in game bird farming. But in relation to this practice, in the raising of game birds, which are worth approximately $10 to $15 each, they are at this time required to pay a $200 biennial fee. This, of course, would reduce that $200 biennial fee down to $20, which would be more in line with what game bird farming fees are in other states. So in other words, one of the things that this bill will do will be to allow most people who are engaged in game bird farming to live up to the statutes, because right now they're ignoring the $200 fee and doing it anyway. At least this will bring them back within the limits of the statute. Now, also, some may ask the questions on the fiscal notes. In 1982, as it is now, the revenues derived for the year 81 and 82 were $100 each. So that meant one person bought a permit. The same thing was true for the years 83 and 84. 85 and 86 is the same thing. So what hopefully this will do then will bring more people in line with our statutes by reducing the fee, and yet at the same time then maintain everything else in a status quo basis. In other words, I want to repeat once again that we are simply not affecting anything else except we are treating game bird farming on an individual basis, and that is the only thing that this bill will do. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Porchot.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In 1983, the legislature passed a law that removed the fee for specifically fur farming, and there was some confusion or some question raised by this legislation because there is no definition of game mammal, and as that is rewritten by this, I would like to ask the sponsor if in any way the legislation before us would have the effect of including fur farming back into the definitions of either game mammal or game farming and consequently involve another fee under this bill.
Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the best of my knowledge, there are no laws or regulation that are in effect at this time for fur farming. And in this piece of legislation, there is no attempt to do that.
Representative Pettyjohn.
A question for perhaps the sponsor. I was unaware until I came to the floor this morning, Mr. Speaker, that we had game reptiles in this state. And apparently, not only we have game reptiles, that people are out farming these game reptiles. Now, a game, as I understand it, a game animal is an animal that's not domestic. It's one that is hunted for sport or for subsistence. A game reptile, I imagine, would be a lizard or a crocodile. And if we do have people out there farming these reptiles, which presumably then they release and a sportsman can go out and shoot the reptile, if this is going on, I suppose that it's worth having in the Alaska statutes. However, if it's not going on, if we don't have people in this state raising lizards and crocodiles for sport purposes, maybe we shouldn't have this mentioned in the statutes. I always like to think that every time we pass a law, we ought to repeal one at the same time, if possible. And if there really isn't a problem with game reptiles, I think maybe we ought to amend it out of our law.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think maybe the prior speaker, the representative from Anchorage, may want to address that in some future piece of legislation. This is not the vehicle to answer that concern.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall sponsor substitute for House Bill 510 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
32 yeas, no nays.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 510 has passed the House. We have some final action on some citations before us. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that all of the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved.
Are there any objections as to the adoption of the citations on today's calendar? Hearing no objections, the citations stand approved. This brings us down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business that come before this body? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Fuller be excused from the call of the House Thursday, March 20th through plain time Monday, March 24th. That Representative M.W. Miller be excused from the call of the House Monday, March 24th through Thursday, March 27th. Representative Pettyjohn be excused Thursday, April 3rd. Representative Furness be excused from the call of the House March 19 through 23 inclusive.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the following people are excused from the call of the House. Any further unfinished business? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 35, Judiciary Amended, an act relating to state regulation of fireworks, be held until Wednesday.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that bill shall appear or be available for reconsideration on Wednesday's calendar. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, if members will take out the limbo file, I propose to deal with the committee substitute for House Bill 144. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill, Make sure I get the right bill. I move that the House concur in Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill number 144, Judiciary, thereby adopting the Senate committee substitute. Let's see, it's a Senate committee substitute for committee substitute. I'm sorry, it was a floor amendment. Thereby adopting committee substitute for House Bill 144, Judiciary, amended Senate, and ask the members to vote yes.
Would the clerk please read the title of that bill?
Committee Substitute for House Bill 144, Judiciary Amended Senate by the Judiciary Committee. an act relating to lists of political campaign contributions.
Is there any debate? Representative Furness.
No debate, Mr. Speaker. I would request the sponsor, either the representative from District 13 or from Homer, to share with the body the changes in the bill as done by the Senate.
Mr. Minority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The change in the bill has to do with line 17 and 18 primarily, so that the list will be available to the legislators and to those political candidates and to the PAC groups that are directly affected with this legislation, so that they will know how many people have contributed and been received refunds in their names.
Any further debate? Representative Ewling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Maybe briefly a question to the sponsor. Is there any kind of a fiscal note on this?
Representative Martin.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Probably the new fiscal note would probably be the stamps involved in giving that information, but then they don't have to mail it out either. They could make it available at the various LIO offices or your APOC office. So it's a very minor one if there is.
Any further debate? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the House concur in the amendments, Senate amendments, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill 144, Judiciary Amended? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk lock the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
32 yeas, no nays.
The House has concurred, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 144, Judiciary Amendment. We are still under unfinished business. Any further unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we revert back to introductions of guests?
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, we have Beverly Hundorf from Galena with us today.
Are there any further guests for introduction? Back to committee announcements, standing or special. Representative Boucher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to remind the members of the House Special Committee on Telecommunications that immediately after adjournment that we have a brief meeting in Representative Collins' office. Actually, I recessed the meeting. We've got a couple of pieces of legislation that we've got to move on. It shouldn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Binkley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Joint Committee on Local Options will be meeting at 4:30 today in the House Finance Committee room. Thank you.
Representative Miller.
Two announcements, Mr. Speaker. First, the Ombudsman's Selection Committee meeting that I had previously announced for Wednesday night has been canceled at the request of the members of the other body. And also, I want to announce early on that the bill scheduled for discussion in House Judiciary Friday, that is House Bill 554, Changing Presumptive Sentencing Laws, will not be before us on Friday. We'll probably be dealing with some carryover legislation. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Taylor.
Yes, on behalf of the Hess Committee, I'd like to announce that the previously scheduled hearings on House Bill 614 will now be held on, that involves the Dental Board, and it's a special committee we've set up. That'll meet on Thursday, March 20th at 8:30 to 10 a.m. in room 112. That's the teleconference room downstairs. Also, the conference committee out of Hess working on Senate Bill 187, that's the adoption bill, we will meet Tuesday, March 25th at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the same room, which is room 112 downstairs. Thank you.
Any further committee announcements? General announcements. This then brings us down to special orders. Representative Taylor.
Mr. Chairman, under general announcements, I was a little slow getting up there. I would appreciate it if all members of the House Committee would meet with me real quickly here before we leave the chambers today.
Any further announcements? Representative Navarre?
Under committee announcements, Mr. Speaker, we have four bills up today in Labor and Commerce that are dealing with insurance, and the committee substitute drafts will not be ready until tomorrow. Therefore, we will make the committee substitutes available tomorrow, and we'll hear the bills on Wednesday.
Representative Davis?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the Transportation Committee Chairman, we will have a meeting tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and we'll be taking up House Bill 181. Thank you.
Representative Miller?
We're under special orders.
I guess we're operating under announcements right now. That's fine. Any further announcements? This brings us back to special orders. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I ask for leave of the body to speak very briefly on good news for us motorists.
Are there any objections?
Mr. Speaker, just a very brief announcement. I'm happy to say that in checking for my gasoline hotline today, I find that six out of the eight gas stations in Juneau have lowered their prices 2 to 5 cents a gallon. That's very good news indeed for the consumers in this area. I hope that this indicates particularly an awareness of the. I hope they're passing on a lowering of prices from the wholesalers and the distributors in the lower 48 in Seattle, because I think that's where most of the problem is. If that's the case, Mr. Speaker, I think those wholesalers and distributors in the lower 48 ought to know that they've got a long ways to go. Nevertheless, even this initial bite is very welcome and much appreciated.
Representative Taylor?
Yes, on the same subject, if I might have the privilege of the floor.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Brief update, and again, good news, as mentioned by the previous speaker. After announcing to this body the tremendous differential in bulk rate price between Seattle, Washington, and those areas in southeast Alaska on Friday, the following Monday morning, the bulk price on number one diesel in Seattle dropped 6 cents a gallon. It's my understanding from sources I have within that industry that there is still further contemplation of additional dropping of price, because right now we're setting at a price differential between bulk rates in Seattle, Washington, and southeast Alaska that exceeds 42 cents a gallon. Some people may think that that's probably inappropriate maybe for a Republican in my position to criticize that type of profit-taking. But I want you to understand that I'm going to continue to criticize that type of profit-taking as long as I see 17% unemployment throughout my district, and see the damages that unemployment causes, see those people that are in our industry sitting in bankruptcy courts and watching our people get ripped off to that extent. I'm going to continue to go after these people, and I'm sincerely hoping that this body will take a look at it if, in fact, those prices don't continue to drop. As the previous speaker said, they have a long way to go. The bulk rate in Seattle, Mr. Speaker, also dropped last week to 37 cents a gallon. We're still sitting at 83 cents a gallon in Ketchikan for the same bulk diesel. That may not seem like such a terrible thing, but think about it this way. This legislature funds our Alaska ferry system. Think of the thousands and thousands of gallons burned daily of number one diesel, number two diesel going through those ferries. Think about your airfares into southeast Alaska, too, and the flowage of diesel of Jet A-20 that also is at a super low rate right now. It may be time for some other people to take a hard look at some of their pricing in light of what they're presently purchasing that diesel for. So I think it's a very serious matter. I appreciate the support of this body, and I think it is good news, but just as the previous speaker said, they've got a long ways to go. Thank you.
Representative Pettyjohn.
I'd like to have the privilege of the floor to talk about the occasion of March 17th.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
It is a habit of the Irish, Mr. Speaker, to always look on the bright side, and I think the Judiciary Chairman must have a little Irish blood in him to think that for every $1 billion lost in state revenue, we may lose 2 to 5 cents a gallon on our gas is truly trying to look on the bright side of things. But in any event, I always try to say a few words on St. Patrick's Day, being of Irish descent,
and invite all the members down to the Alaska Room after working hours to let me buy them a glass of green beer. The Irish in America, one reason they have maintained their identity somewhat is the circumstances they left Ireland. A lot of people don't realize, but only in Ireland was there an occasion which was called an American Wake. And when any young Irish man or woman was leaving Ireland to come to North America, they had an American Wake, which was just like a regular wake where someone had died, except it was the fact that they were leaving Ireland. These were occasions of great sorrow, and it's really heart-touching to read about them, to read about the mothers and fathers of these young Irish men and women who were leaving, and it was just as though they were about to die, because once you left Ireland, that was it. There's a tradition in Ireland that when you go west, you're dead, and so it's the intensity of the experience was so great, and the guilt that the young people felt about leaving their families and their homes was so intense that it stayed with them throughout their lives, and they passed it down from generation to generation. In any event, if anybody wants to take me up on my offer, I will be at the Alaska Room, and any member is welcome to a glass of green beer tonight. Thank you.
Seems to me the representative made the same remarks last year on the floor and never showed up. Because I was there. Representative Pignalbury.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask unanimous consent for the special privilege of the floor to speak on the same subject as well as the political necessity of saying no.
Are there any objections? Proceed.
First, Mr. Speaker, we know that tomorrow many who have Irish extraction will be bleary-eyed, and it may not be because they've gone to the representative to my rights affair after work today. It may just be that they spent too much time today looking at the majority leader's tie. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, sometimes we know it's very difficult for people in the political process to say no, and sometimes it's absolutely necessary to say no. This morning as I walked into the chamber, I noted a sign appended to the lapel of the Libertarian member from Homer, and it says, "Kiss me, my wife is Irish." Mr. Speaker, I want to thank that member for making it easy for this politician to say, "No, no, no."
Representative Sun.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for privileged floor to speak on the games people play.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative.
A little bit off the subject, I'll stretch it, but my mother always made a comment, and I'll make it to the representative in front of me here from Ireland, that the Irish are nothing but shipwrecked Norwegians anyway. But anyway, I would like to report, Mr. Speaker, that your traveling basketball team had a great deal of success on our trip to Kenai, and I like the audience here. Most of them are close-up programs. There was a great deal of money raised for the close-up program. The people of Kenai turned out. We had a packed gymnasium of about 800 and some people there to play, and we did a little bit better this time. The score was 88-106, but that's better than the 70-107 that we did in Juneau here. But it wasn't without a great deal of physical detriment to many of the members, and if it wasn't for the long weekend, I think five of the traveling basketball team probably wouldn't be here today. And I'd like to also thank one of our pages, Bruce, went along with us and contributed mightily to the game, and appreciate your support in letting us travel on that weekend.
Representative Larson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask the privilege of the floor to speak briefly on education funding.
Are there any objections? Proceed.
Mr. Speaker, I've been reading with interest here the past week or two some problems that are going on in one of our 55 school districts, that particular district being the Copper River District, and I think this might be just the tip of the iceberg. Not too long ago, the superintendent of the Copper River District was in my office, and he was telling about his career here in Alaska, and his comments were something like this. He said, "I've been rich and I've been poor, and it's much, much better to be rich." I think the message that we have to get out, though, to our 55 school districts in Alaska is that we all benefited during the good years. However, we might be now faced with the opposite, with some upcoming bad years. approximately one-third of our state budget goes to the various school districts to help them, of course, provide education for the 103,000 students that we have in Alaska. I'm sad to say, but I think we're going to be faced with the truth that as our revenues continue to fall, we're going to have to ask some of those districts to also start to tighten their belts along with the rest of us, because it's a simple matter. The only way we can reduce the state budget is to reduce all components within that budget. And education is, of course, as I mentioned a little earlier, one of the highest cost items that we have in the state of Alaska. So that we are going to be asking the various school districts to help us and to show us ways in which then we can get more for our education dollar as we're faced with the decline in state revenue. And I think what we have to do is to start to get this message out, not only to superintendents, but also to school boards, principals, teachers, and also the non-certificated employees that we have in the state of Alaska. This is an important issue that's still facing us in this session of the legislature. And we're going to have to come to grips with it as soon as possible, and we're going to have to ask everyone to help us to do that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Maru.
Speaker, I request privilege of the floor to speak on St. Patty's Day.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
I appreciate the comments made by my friend from the Tudor Muldoon area, who is of Italian extraction, or Italian descent. I am no more interested in kissing him than apparently he is in kissing me. Particular note is intended toward the feminine gender. I want that clearly understood. It is true my wife is of Irish descent. Her name when I met her was Eileen Catherine Lennon, which is about as Irish as you can get. Her family comes from County Kerry. I believe they now reside in County Vegas. I don't know how they do things in Italy, but I do know that in France there's a saying, vive la différence, and I certainly agree with that.
Any further special orders? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Wednesday.
Any objections?